and I worked for 6 months with Mrs. Wilpon. She helped me a lot. On the one hand, I didn't get paid for the work I did. She didn't need another employee. But on the other hand, I learned so much from her, how to make the bagels and the toppings. This experience was so important.
So then you went back to Tokyo and opened your own shop?
Not quite. I'd been working in New York for free, so I didn't have any money when I came home. I persuaded a contact of mine to let me help him out working on an IT database project so I could earn some money. But the reason I was able to start up my own company was I got some help from my parents.
They lent you some money?
Yes. To begin with, they weren't very sure about my plan, not really convinced. But I was so enthusiastic about it and so sure it would work. We drew up a proper contract, so I paid them back the money over time. But that was the financial support I needed to get started.
And how's the business now?
Oh, it's very good. I have some very loyal customers, and the recent publicity has been great for my business. Some mornings I arrive at work, and already there's a line of customers.
There are people outside?
Yes, waiting for me to open.
Audio 42.
Some people say I'm lucky and that I managed to hit the market with my product at a time when Tokyo was having a bagel boom, but I think it was more than just luck.
So how did you go from being a computer programmer at Hitachi to Japan's first bagel baker?
Okay, well, I was visiting New York with some friends from college back in 1998. We went on a trip after we finished our studies. I loved the city, but best of all, I got a taste for bagels. The first one I ate, it had such an unexpected taste. I expected something like bread, but they are actually quite hard and crunchy. Yeah, surprising. Anyway, at that moment, I thought there must be a market for these back home in Japan.
How did you learn to bake them?
Okay, 1 year later, I went back to New York, and I simply asked, in very bad English, could I work at the bagel shop where I ate my first bagel? Mrs. Wilpon, the owner, she didn't really need anyone, but she said I could spend a week with her, sweeping the floor, you know, and just seeing how the business worked. And it was good experience. Then, in 2001, I went back again. I shared an apartment with some other Japanese girls,